Chapter 4. Lost in the Jungle. Julie finally wakes up. She opens her eyes slowly and sees green shadows and sunlight above her head. She tries to move, but she's got a terrible headache and she feels very uncomfortable. Where is she? What happened? She tries to move again. She cries when she feels a sudden pain in her leg.
Ah! My leg! My leg! Oh!
Julie? Julie, are you all right?
Neil is next to Julie. He takes her hand.
Neil, are you there? Oh, my leg hurts so much. What happened? Where are we?
She asks.
There was a terrible storm,
he explains.
The plane crashed into the jungle. I don't know where we are.
Julie looks around. They are in a small clearing in the forest. There are huge trees all around them, covered in creepers and other plants. Thick moss covers their roots like a carpet, and butterflies and other insects are flying around the flowers. She can hear birds and monkeys far above them in the green canopy. The sun filters through the leaves, giving a cool, soft light. It is very humid.
Where are the others? The passengers? And the crew?
She asks.
Well, they're still in the plane,
replies her friend slowly.
Why? Is anyone hurt?
She asks.
No, Julie. They're dead. All dead.
Julie looks at Neil. Her eyes are full of tears.
Neil, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
She asks. Neil is tired and worried. He is happy that his friend is okay, but he is very worried about their situation. They are alone, Julie is injured, and the African jungle is a very dangerous place. They have no food and no water.
I don't know yet. We have to make a plan. Listen, how is your leg? Can you move it?
Yes, but it hurts a lot,
replies Julie.
Well, at least it's not broken. I'm going to go to the plane to look for some medicine. You stay here and don't try to get up.
Neil can see pieces of the plane suspended in the trees. He walks towards them. Part of the passenger cabin is on the floor of the jungle. He climbs into the interior. Inside, all is chaos. The seats are burnt, the lockers are open, and the oxygen masks are hanging down. A few passengers are still in their seats, but there are no survivors. Neil doesn't want to look at them. He goes to the end of the plane where the cupboards are. He is looking for something that he knows must be there.
Here it is,
he says to himself at last, and pulls out the first aid box.
There must be something in here to help Julie. What else is there here? Is there anything to eat?
There are some plastic boxes in the cupboard. Neil opens one. It contains a pre-packed meal. He takes all the boxes that he can carry and the first aid box. He finds a lighter too, a blanket, and some bottles of mineral water. He returns to Julie. It is evening now. The sky is red above the trees. Neil helps Julie to sit up and gives her some water and some pills from the first aid box.
Here, take these to help the pain while I wash your leg,
he says.
Ow!
Says poor Julie.
There was some food in the cabin too. Look,
says Neil.
Oh, well done! I'm starving,
replies Julie and starts to open the boxes. But Neil stops her.
No, Julie. We must only eat one now. This food must last a long time.
Later, Neil makes a fire and they try to sleep. But the jungle is full of strange noises and they are frightened. Nocturnal animals run along the branches above them. The silver light from the giant moon illuminates the clearing. At last, the friends sleep. In the ferns near them, two big eyes watch intently in the dark tropical night.